You don't need to panic every time you say,
like,
or,
you know.
Too many people get fixated on filler words. As if a single slip suddenly makes you sound unprofessional. But that fixation, that's exactly what gets in your way. Yes, removing fillers can make your message sound clearer. Sure, but treating them like major mistakes only increases pressure. Here's what actually happens when you obsess over every single so. Part of your brain starts scanning and censoring every syllable, while the rest tries to stay connected to what you're saying. That split attention tightens your body, disrupts your thinking, and actually, ironically, makes you more likely to stumble. This is exactly why I take issue with things like Toastmasters' counter. The moment someone starts tracking your slip-ups, your nervous system interprets this as evaluation. You get a spike of adrenaline, your body goes into monitoring mode. There's research backing this up. Studies on public speaking stress show that self-criticism activates the brain's threat system, releasing cortisol and pushing your body towards fight or flight. And if you do this frequently, if you judge yourself every time you speak, this adds up. Chronic self-judgment has been shown to increase stress hormones, impair focus, and make it harder to stay present under pressure. But there's a better approach. Instead of treating filler words as failures and beating yourself up for it, treat them as signals, gentle reminders to reconnect. When you catch yourself saying, and all those words, don't beat yourself up. Each time you catch yourself, each time you or use filler words, it's an opportunity for you to realize it and go back to your body. And so rather than saying, oh, I got it wrong, you're going to say, ah, there it was. Let me breathe, unlock my knees, ground my feet, and refocus on the breath and being present in the moment. And when you do this over time, you're going to start building up a pattern of, rather than berating yourself and beating yourself up, of resetting the body. And so it's going to become connected with you resetting and you repositioning and becoming more present again, as opposed to you feeling more of the same bad vibes. Know what I mean? Now, I'm not a scientist, but there is evidence pointing in this direction. Multiple studies show that self-compassion, not self-criticism, leads to lower cortisol, better emotional regulation, and faster stress recovery. That's exactly what we need when we're speaking. Steadiness, connection, control. So the next time you catch yourself saying, then just say to yourself, great.
Yay!
Because it's an opportunity for you to now reconnect with your body. You let go of it. You ground your feet, you unlock your knees, you relax your belly, you breathe, and you continue. And remember, the goal isn't perfection, it's presence. Being right here, right now, staying connected with your message and who you're with. And that includes yourself. If you would like to know how you can do this, subscribe to the page, share this with someone who needs it, leave a comment, and come to my website for more. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now